Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning.
Morning, Kat. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
We want to say good morning also to our friends at Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Of course, Katrina joining us from there. We're going to talk a little bit about them in a moment. We got plenty more to talk about, too, Katrina. I got about 17 hours of show.
Okay.
So we got work to do.
We got 3 hours to pack it in. Okay. People are going to hear us being like, oh, wait, James, that's really, really nice talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I should recommend that to people. When you listen to us on podcast, speed it up. You know.
Yeah. Or slow us down because we had to try to fit 17 hours in. Yes.
Well, especially, I've listened to past shows of ours, and if you and I get going, it can get a little fast.
So note to self, slow ourselves down.
I think it's more me. I think you're fine. I think I need to pace a little bit more. Well, I get excited about topics and things.
I don't know if it's you, because remember, sometimes it's Steven. I told you. He's my counter guy. Like, he calms my hype, and I'm the hype girl. I hype his calm. So that's why we're sometimes, I find, a good pair together.
You guys have always reminded me of Chuck D and Flavor Flav, and this is why. We are going to get into a fun one this morning. I cannot wait to actually jump on this. It comes to us from Positive News. It involves punk rock and getting older.
Okay.
And we are going to start off there. We got also, we're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in a little bit. We got some fun stuff involving that. More than one cup of coffee, is it good or bad for us? We're going to talk about that. It doesn't matter what they say, I'm still going to drink it. I'm just being honest.
Disclaimer, everyone.
Yes. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to celebrating with all of you. And of course, after that, Melissa's News, we will have our star of the day. Got a special one today that actually lines up history-wise. So, you know, your history might be a little tease to a preview of what's coming up.
Nice.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we've got entertainment news, then I write stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more. We're going to preview our weekend schedule. Got some nice stuff coming up for you in our original content this week, and looking forward to that. And in Morning Magazine today, we wrap it up for the week. In part one, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston is going to join us. Senator Teston has, of course, been in the news and had some other things come up this week. We're going to talk about that and plenty of other stuff. Mm-hmm. He was on the job at Harley-Davidson.
And
I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, he's done a lot of those that look interesting to me. That's the one where I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Wait, can I come along?
Yeah, they let me do something like that. I might not leave the building. I might just stick around.
Yes.
And in part two, we wrap up the week talking to our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have their new production, Streetcar Named Desire, coming up. Mm-hmm. We've got Gretchen, Matt, and Dawn joining us. Looking forward to talking with all of them, talking some theater. Wonderful. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Into our sports schedule and the weekend schedule a little bit later, probably in the 9 o'clock hour. Katrina, how are you doing this morning?
This morning, I'm doing good. I told everybody, I'm going to tell everybody, James, that I this morning was on a rampant search for balloons for James.
Yes.
And it just didn't come to fruition, at least yet. So everybody wasn't open the places that would have had balloons. Mm. And the reason why I was looking for balloons, everyone, is that Monday is James' birthday.
You are a brat.
This is me trying to encourage everybody to just either, hey, stop by, say hi to James, happy birthday, and the next, you know, well, today or Monday, maybe even Tuesday. Maybe don't interrupt the radio program, but away from the window, make him laugh. See if you can do that. As well as, like, send him an email. Just be like, hey, appreciate what you do, and send him some love. Because it's fun to do that for people that have birthdays, and yours is on Monday.
I cut your mic as soon as you said James.
I see it on.
That was very kind. Thank you very much. I love the idea. First, effort does matter to me. Effort really goes a long way. The fact that you were hunting down balloons before 7 in the morning means a lot. That says a lot about our friendship. I appreciate that. But it also brings up that great question, because I hadn't thought about that in a while, where you get balloons anymore. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one. Did you say grocery stores?
I thought a lot of grocery stores had them, but I checked with one and they didn't have it, and that's okay. You know, I'll keep the search going. Maybe.
Maybe. I think you've done enough already. I think. How are things going over at Family Natural Foods?
Yes, Family Natural Foods is good. Let's see. There's it's like February, so there's not like a ton of things that's going on, but there's always something going on. And yeah. I wanted to highlight a couple things. And one of the things I wanted to highlight, it sounds kind of odd because it is February, right? It's still winter, but it's somewhat spring weather.
Yeah.
I wanted to highlight the unique variety of meats that we have there. Mm. We've talked about them in the past, but like we have buffalo and we have elk. We have different like grass-fed beef, mm-hmm. and we have like well-raised chickens, no hormones, no antibiotics, all those good things that are those things you don't want in it. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to highlight them because we have brats, we have all the things. Whether you're the person that grills all year long, or you're the person that's like, oh, it feels springy, and I feel this. I want something different. I just wanted to highlight that we have some really unique meats that I don't think we talk about very often, and they're a nice compliment.
I think I think a lot of people, when they think of natural food stores, especially if they haven't been at Family Natural Foods, mm-hmm. We don't think of meat very often. Mm-hmm. In fact, sometimes the opposite of that.
Right.
And when you describe just in the brief that you did there about the types of meats you have, the way that they are raised, mm-hmm. and those kind of things, that immediately I think stays in people's heads. Mm-hmm. And you guys do have some really good meats over there. My dad and mom bought some before, and we've had it. It's been great. I've been dying to try the buffalo.
Yeah.
I just to see what it tastes like, you know, just to see. It's one of the many, many things you guys offer over there that you're right. We don't get a chance to touch on very often. Mm-hmm. But once I think people know, and they, especially if they try the meats over there, mm-hmm. you are definitely going to be coming back for more.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just something I wanted to highlight there. Another thing is we have a new staff member that just joined as of yesterday. Ooh. And her name is Kelly. She retired from being a nurse at Domtar, and so we're really excited to have her. We've had a wonderful relationship with her since she was at Domtar, and she's a really awesome community member. So excited to have her, and I'll try to convince her to come in here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's right up past.
Exactly. Sorry, I didn't tell you, but you have to be on radio at some point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we'll have her come in, and we're excited about that, too.
One of the taglines you could use for that store, Family Natural Foods, the place so good you're going to want to work there. You're going to enjoy coming by so much you're going to want to work there. This isn't the first time you've had a friend of the store end up becoming an employee.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's because of me, James. I'm crazy. I am crazy. I literally hunt down the people. I'll be like, that person that keeps coming in, Laura, for example, I was like, I'm going to talk to her.
Yeah.
Laura, do you think you'd ever want to work here? She's like, really? Oh, okay. And then, like, I just bothered her. And then Jamie, who was in here before, right?
Mm-hmm.
For about 3 years, I'm like, hey, when you're done with your profession of being a teacher, do you think you want to maybe work here? And she was awesome. Yeah. So I'd say I stalk people in a healthy way.
I like that. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I like healthy stalk. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
Which fits stalks, you know? That's a very nature thing that fits with the store.
Yes. So.
I've told people around here and everything, like, I don't have any problem hiring people with radio background. I think that that's a positive. Mm-hmm. But I prefer to hire people with an entertainment background.
Oh, sure.
I think modern radio, the way it's going forward, you need people that can think on their feet, people that are charming, creative, all this stuff. It tends to be people in the creative world and that. Mm-hmm. So I expanded our, when we were looking for people, mm-hmm. I expanded it to the traditional people that have done 10, 15 years in radio and everything. And I think that has really benefited our station. Steph, Melissa, they have brought not only new blood into this station, into our listenership, mm-hmm. but people like them. People love them. They've been doing a
great
job.
Definitely. And like they have different things to offer too.
Yes.
So, you know, like Seth has the sound and he's got that whole world right there that mm-hmm. he rocks. And then mm-hmm. we got like Melissa, right? She does have, she loves and has a passion for acting. And so she can kind of perform essentially with radio, as well as she's a detail person and she loves the research side of it. So, right, she's doing news and is doing it so well. It's really fun. And the team that you have. And then, of course, you have all of the other people that are running radio and doing a wonderful job. Pam, Steph, and everyone else.
Every person in this building is irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. They are incredibly appreciated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. It's hilarious. I was joking with Chuck about this a while ago. We used to, the three of us, Pam, Chuck, and I, pretty much were running this thing.
Yes.
And now it's I couldn't imagine doing that. But to the point of bringing people in, I think this is something, too, where we hear a lot of people talking about the need of her workers and employment in this state and everything. I think this is one of the things that can help is looking outside the box. Mm-hmm. There's certain professions you can't do that with. Yep. You're probably not going to hire an actor for a doctor. Mm-hmm. That's not a good. I played a doctor plenty mm-hmm. of times, sure. 4 or 5 times actually.
Nice.
Would not know what to do in a surgery room.
Yeah, you can read the script for a couple lines of it, but after that,
I think when it's bringing in people that maybe aren't from the retail industry, but you bring them into the store, they learn the register and all mm-hmm. that. They get the swing of things. It really opens up your store. It really gives you a little bit more. Not to say, again, that if you brought somebody in from the real estate industry, that would be bad.
Yep.
It's just different vibe, a different blood mm-hmm. And new blood, I mean, in the industry.
And we all bring something different to the table,
yeah.
Which is really fun. And we work very much like a team at the store, so which is fun.
Family Natural Foods opens their door about 9 o'clock today.
9 o'clock today.
Stop on by. They're waiting for you over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call as well as 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. One of my favorite follows, especially on Instagram. I love your guys' Instagram. You do a great job with that.
I've been meaning to like do some more silly stuff, so maybe watch for that. I'm trying to get back to focusing on Instagram and Facebook. You kind of forget about it sometimes, and I don't mean to, but it just happens.
Doesn't come across, I would imagine, to a lot of people, but anybody basically, you know, a 12 and under would understand. I, for as serious as I am, I've got a silly side, so you need an extractor or anything like that, you let me
did
know.
Did you just tell me that you do some like promos for us and things?
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Acting?
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%.
Yes, I'm going to start thinking of something, James.
I mean, in a way, I kind of owe you. Spoiler alert, everybody. Katrina's not paid to be in here. I mean, so kind of would be fair. Our opening story for today is a good one, everybody. And I was so glad I came across this. A big thank you to Positive News. That's positive.news.com. If you're looking for the article, Robin Evely, big shout out to her. Great work. She does some really nice reporting. Mm-hmm. The headline, the unlikely story of England's all-female middle-aged punk scene.
Mm.
Teenage dreams may be hard to beat. At least that's what the undertones reckon. But a group of women in Lancaster are proving the restless punk spirit lives on well into middle age.
Nice.
Born again, a punk rock star Ruth Miller has played guitar in bands in her youth, but was pushing 60 when she decided to dip her toe into the world of music once more. And it revived her own inner guitar hero. She unwittingly spawned an entire scene of all-female punk bands who are now plotting their first album release.
That's awesome.
Quote, we've created a whole new approach to music, Miller told Positive News. It's kind of a hobby for us, but we're actually producing great art rock. And that's not been done before by ordinary women from our age group. We're proof that you don't have to be young or the typical student type to start a band. In May of 21, when Miller had the idea for an all-female lineup, the Veronis, Vineros, but without willing recruits who would actually play, she didn't know what she was going to do. She couldn't really start a band without band members.
Yes, absolutely.
So she had a brainwave, she said. If you're playing quite simple music like garage rock or punk rock where there's only a few chords, I could actually teach women how to play, write simple songs, and support them as beginners.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't just start this movement. She's been teaching these women mm-hmm. how to play punk rock music, about to play the guitar, bass, all that. In fact, she goes on to talk about how her bass player had never played bass. She was having coffee. She just saw this woman. She's like, oh, she's got to be in a band. I'll ask her. And she talks to her, and she's like, oh, I've never played music or anything. She's like to dye her hair and all these things. She's like, well, have you ever wanted to? And she starts taking a couple classes with her, and now she's in the band with
That's
her playing
amazing.
Bass. Yeah.
Never played to now like in a band. That's awesome.
It's also set up this umbrella of her unglamorous music project where she has these workshops for all types of people, not just older women, mm-hmm. but anybody who wants to learn music. And through this, she has created a movement where there isn't just her band, I want to make sure I get the band name right again. It's the Veronis, but there's all these other bands of these, you know, plus 50 women doing punk rock.
Great. One, women and punk rock is already not heard of. And then, like, you're 50 and older. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so fun that she's like spurred on this inspiration of why not? Why can't you do this at any age? And teaching it to all. It doesn't have to be that, you know, over 50, but that's what her focus is. I think that's so wonderful.
Show Katrina a picture of her. Part of the reason is they're not dressed as like necessarily punk either.
No,
but this is the most, one of the most punk things I've ever heard of in my life.
Yes.
Like this is as punk as The Clash or, I mean, like anything else. This is, because what is the idea of punk rock? It's supposed to do something different. It's supposed to be different. It's supposed to be rebellious and high-spirited and all these things. These ladies are doing.
Exactly.
It's so cool. It's such a cool story.
I want to hear them play.
Yeah, I looked up a little bit of their music. You can find it online on like Spotify and that. Sure. That's why part of the reason I want to get that name right. Again, it's the Veronese, V-E-R-I-N-O-S. V-E-R-I-N-O-S. Look them up. They're a fun band to listen to. It's fun to support bands in general, but let alone something like this.
So
like,
fun.
Like, I downloaded a couple songs and everything just to support, to kind of like, hey, keep on doing this and everything. It's wild to me. If it was just her and this band, it would be pretty cool.
Right.
The fact that it's started this movement, I think is really cool. I agree with her. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can start a band. You can pick up an instrument.
Yeah.
You can do something creative.
A new hobby. Absolutely.
We talk about it with Wisconsin Rebels Community Theater all the time. And really any theater company, wherever you're living, get out there. If you have ever wanted to do it, now's the time. Mm-hmm. There is no time to waste. Get on out there and give it a shot. You've earned it. You deserve it. You're a human being. You woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not only a win, that means that you have a purpose and you're supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what this is. Maybe you're supposed to be here to play some punk rock music.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know your storyline.
Right? But you can figure out your own purpose, everyone, and what's driving, or like what's something you always wanted to do. Maybe it's music.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like, maybe it's acting. There's so many different avenues. It's you're never too old to try something new.
It doesn't have to be something creative. It can be like you talked about with the new member. I almost said cast member.
Member. Cast member of Family Natural Foods. Yep.
She goes from one industry, comes into this. That was trying something new. That was given, seeing what this is like and everything.
Absolutely.
Encourage people to do those things. You deserve it. You've earned it. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you, and it's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 17th, 2023. A couple of quick reminders. It is Random Acts of Kindness Week up until Sunday, February 19th, but really that never has to end.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Just want to remind everybody about that. For today, it is My Way Day. I did it my way.
Yeah.
My Way Day has been created in celebration of that wonderful phrase, it's my way or the highway. The history of My Way Day is unclear, but is believed to have been inspired by key events in the world happening because someone had a bold idea and they weren't afraid to go through with it. So a good day to kind of just, pursue some of that stuff maybe.
Yes. In a nice way to do it your way.
I think that there's a classy way of doing it, certainly. World Human Spirit Day.
Tell me more.
Yeah, that's... So many of our statements nowadays end with the world as we know it. The World Human Spirit Day is a celebration of the fact that we know about our own world... what we know about our own world is limited and superficial. It is a day to wonder at our achievements on this planet as humans and to contemplate the endless possibilities we have as spirits. A day to search within our counteredness and to embrace the fact that we do not have all the answers and that that may be for the best. I was kind of talking about this the other day. With the supercomputers we walk around with and everything, we can look up anything we want, discover anything we want, and figure it out. And when there are some kind of simple mysteries in life, I find them kind of interesting. We're finding out now that these balloons were none of them were, from a foreign government or aliens or anything like that. And it's important that we know that stuff. Those are facts. And it's good that, you know, we avoid World War III and some things like this.
Yes, absolutely.
But at the same time, there was a moment there where it was kind of, before it got into political stuff and everything, where it was kind of like, ooh.
What is this?
Yeah, what's going on here and everything.
Right.
There's so little mystery in life nowadays. Mm-hmm. I think that whether we're talking about the most depths part of the ocean mm-hmm. or the farthest reaches of our universe, mm-hmm. not just our galaxy, but our universe, those are mysteries. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's something beautiful about that. It's okay to not have all the answers. That's what keeps us going.
Yes.
It goes back to if you woke up one day and had everything you ever wanted and you're like 30, mm-hmm. you know, okay, that's great and everything, but what do you got to fight for? What do you got to work for, build for, live for, all
of
that?
Yeah, absolutely. And this day kind of just reminds me of like connecting with your almost like spiritual side and like learn more about, I don't know, it's interesting. Like, being the mysteries and kind of out there of believing and
And that connection that we have with those things too.
Absolutely.
Because we are, I mean, not only are we as people all connected, we are connected to the universe.
Absolutely.
We are part universe. We've got stardust in us and everything. It is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. It's a good one.
Yeah.
We are actually going to talk a little bit more about this when we got five easy things you can do for Random Acts of Kindness Day.
So we're giving people some hints of what to do
if you
can't think of some fun Random Acts of Kindness.
Not everybody can think of stuff, so we're going to give you a hand with that
one. We're here for you.
We'll do that after Melissa's news, but it's certainly a great one. Random Acts of Kindness Day was created in Denver, Colorado in 1995 by a small nonprofit organization, the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. 9 years later, it spread to New Zealand in 2004. Random Acts of Kindness can include just about anything, including something as simple as taking a tray of muffins to work or holding the door open for somebody. Or maybe, you know, just having a really nice, sweet thought of looking to get them balloons and hunting them down. And even if you didn't come up with any, it's still a very nice thing to do. There's plenty of ways. There's more ways than we realize to be kind to each other.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those things. Now, this is not the same type of thing, but I have found in the last couple of months that when I've been dealing with anti-Semitism or racism, any of these kind of things, I kill them with kindness and they don't know what to do. They have no idea how to counter that or sarcasm.
Yep.
It's not what they're expecting. I'm supposed to get angry and bent out of shape and offended and all these things.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. They have no battle back. There's no volley back to me or anything when you do that. Something to keep in mind.
That's a good way to... I like that, James. Mm.
National Cabbage Day. Beyond the popularity of the Cabbage Patch Dolls from the 1980s and beyond, cabbage sometimes doesn't get as much honor as it deserves. Dating back at least 6,000 years, cabbage is a vegetable that has its origins in Asia and the Mediterranean and acts as a staple for foods from many different cultures. Easy to grow and with many varieties, cabbage offers a hearty option for food storage over the winter time, especially in root cellars, which is probably why it can be well utilized in places that are cold and dark. It is very versatile.
It is very versatile, right? Cabbage rolls, where people put like rice and meat inside, or like sauerkrauts, right? Preserving it even longer. Yeah, there's a lot you can do with cabbage.
Today is also National No One Eats Alone Day.
Oh, I like that.
Growing up in the middle and high school can be difficult, known for its social cliques and drama. If you don't have friends throughout those years, that can be hard. Social isolation is a pervading feeling that can never seem to go away, especially in a world that thrives on social interaction. Mm-hmm. Hence comes National No One Eats Alone Day, a day all about socializing and making friends with through lunch. Want to know more about National No One Eats? You know, there's ways to do this. There's especially as adults, it's a little harder to do. Mm-hmm. But I think if you are going out for lunch and you ask like a colleague if they want to tag along or if you can grab them anything, I think those are the kind of things.
Yeah, and this also brings us back into the random acts of kindness, right?
Yeah.
Like reaching out to somebody that you don't maybe know very well, but you want to learn more, or you think that their story, right? They seem like they're always alone. So this is a great way to bring that person part of that circle. Maybe it's just for a day, but at least you learn a little bit more about them.
Yeah, and that day could lead to extra more days, more weeks, and who knows. Very well said. For Saturday, looking at our National Day of Calendar, Pluto Day tomorrow. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, and it's on a Saturday.
I wonder if my kids are listening. Yeah, they're going to be like, hey, Mom, ice cream?
I want to apologize to all the parents out there. Yeah. I should have said earmuffs before I said that.
Right.
That was not fair. That was not fair.
Uh-huh. That's fun, though.
And National Drink Wine Day is also on Saturday. I would say maybe Saturday afternoon, Saturday night,
yeah.
I would say. You know,
don't pair it with the ice cream. Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe. Although I have never done that. So I don't know. Maybe that is a good
wine
pairing.
Float. That sounds very very interesting.
Hey, we were just talking about innovation and all this and everything. There you go. Just create. I kind of want to try that now.
Okay, try it tomorrow.
For some reason, I feel like strawberry ice cream would work.
I agree,
good with
strawberry,
that.
Okay. But then you'd need like a. It has to be. It cannot be like a really dark wine.
No,
it has to be like a sweeter and bubbly-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
I actually have something there. Mike. That was good. And then on Sunday for the 19th, taking a look at that National Day of Calendar, it is World Whale Day. That is a good one. National Chocolate Mint Day.
Sure.
Real Bread Day, which is all about making your own bread or, buying like bread from Family Natural Foods and places
like
that.
Yeah, we have some really good sourdough bread for sure.
International Tug of War Day is on Sunday.
Oh, fun.
That's a fun one. That was always fun.
Yeah.
And Constantine Abarakis Day is on Sunday. That is from his early works to his mature masterpieces. You will be amazed by this unique style, dynamic shapes, and striking simplicity. Get ready to be inspired, educated, and entertained as we pay homage to a true artist. I'm not sure if his work is commonly, famous to many people out there, but a lot of great work through the years. A lot of sculptures.
Yep.
A lot of interesting sculptures, usually simple pieces, but with a lot of, interesting detail to them. He was a Roman sculptor, painter, and photographer who made his career in France.
Okay.
Just an interesting and very, very creative human being. Somebody to learn about,
Absolutely. Learn something new on Sunday about him.
And then on Monday, we will get into more National Day of stuff for you. You'll have to be listening to the Monday show for that one, though. We'll get to that coming up, though. We're looking forward to Mondays. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, because it's James' birthday.
No, I was trying to avoid that. I was trying to, if I kept talking, you wouldn't be able to get that in.
Oh, I'll always have a way to get that in. I'm not here Monday, I got to bother you today about it. So you didn't know that you had to be prepared.
I did not. No, I didn't. As I try to stop turning red, we will go to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. We got those 5 easy things you could do for Random Acts of Kindness Day coming up. Katrina and James take it through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here on WFHR.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shut down.
Traveling Wilburys, one of the earlier super groups.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. A super group, if you ever heard of one. Almost could have stopped doing super groups after that one.
Right.
It's a huge super group.
How do you live up to that, really?
Katrina and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Friday out there. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
And it's Random Act of Kindness Day.
Mm-hmm.
So here are 5 easy things you can do to make someone's day. Let's go ahead and go through these. Have some fun with them. Number one, if you're running to the grocery store, text a neighbor, ask if they need anything.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, I like that.
It's very neighborly. And I don't feel like we do those neighborly kind of things anymore. Like bringing something over to someone to eat or asking, hey, do you need anything?
If somebody walked, if your neighbor, say you loosely know or whatever, walked over, knocked on your door, asked for a cup of sugar nowadays, you'd probably look at them for like a good 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Do I even know you?
Yeah.
Is this a prank? Yeah.
That's a great point. The idea of doing more of that is great. One of the things that I actually miss about this city, and one of the decent things, and not many, there's not many, but about living in a high rise, we were so on kind of people on top of people thing. You have to get to know people. You really do.
It
builds a bond with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you look out for each other is unparalleled. Like was a really cool thing to be a part of. You don't see it as much out here and in much in rural cities. which is weird to me because I was always told that it was the opposite, that city people weren't.
I think it depends too.
On the areas too.
Because like where I grew, like the neighborhood we grew up in, like we would shovel for our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Like it was a line of at least like three or four of us would kind of shovel for each other. And we knew them really well. And my grandma lived a couple houses away. So there was a couple like, you know, family connection right there. But and even where I live a little bit out in the country, we are, it's very neighborly, and that's why we like it, mm-hmm. because that doesn't happen. People don't know their neighbors, and that almost, I'm almost like, what, you don't know your neighbors? Like, I know my neighbors for like a couple miles. So I think it's, that's maybe one thing too. Meet your neighbor, learn about your neighbor, and then maybe you ask, hey, do you need anything? I'm going to the grocery store down the road.
We have a mixed population in this area, but certainly a healthy senior population as well. It never hurts to reach out about those things to see if they need anything, especially, you know, when we have bad weather, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Remember, the biggest thing about Random Acts of Kindness Day is it's a reminder to be kind. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean today is the only day you're kind.
Right.
Doesn't mean at midnight it's like, all right, I can go back to being a jerk, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. That being nice thing was hard. That's... I think one other extension of this, piggybacking on it, but if you are maybe picking up dog food or cat food or something, and you can grab some extra stuff and dropping it off at our Humane Society.
Yes, right.
Our Southwick County Humane Society could always use those things.
Always.
It's a very similar thing to picking up something for a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's, not just if you don't live in the central Wisconsin area here, I guarantee there's a Humane Society by you, and everywhere it's cat season right now.
Yeah.
So they're definitely always looking for help with that.
Yes.
Leave a big tip for your restaurant server or delivery person. Mm. Even if it's just a little bigger than usual, you'll likely make their day.
Mm. Yeah.
A good friend of mine, Kaylee, out in near Cleveland, out in the Ohio area. She's done this thing with friends of hers a couple of times where they have this, like a couple of spots they go to have lunch or have a drink or something. And they do this, they go there, and the random server, they will give this like insane tip to.
Wow.
And just to surprise them, she goes on Facebook and says, hey, I'm going to do this. Anybody want to pitch in? And all these random friends and people will pitch in. Maybe a couple bucks here and there, but it all adds up.
Right.
And then they give it to the server just unknowingly, who is just blown away, of course, every time and everything.
Yeah.
She's done it at least four or five times, I think.
That's really cool.
It's a cool idea. It's such a... I know that there's other things like that out there, too.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you're at a grocery store and you pay it forward kind of thing, like, hey, put $20 on this person's groceries. You're not necessarily have to pay for all of their groceries, but even be like, hey, this $20 bill is going to that person's groceries, the person behind you. Like, that's another random act of kindness, too.
I think even people in our age range and everything need to be reminded sometimes that prices go up. Like nothing is what it was 5 years ago.
No.
Nothing was 5 months ago almost.
No. Sadly.
And when it comes to wanting people to be in the workforce and have more employees and all these things, having that kind of stuff, well, given, I'm not saying that that's the reason to do these things or anything like that, or we need to do this stuff in order to get good employees, but it sure don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like it goes a lot farther than people realize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Buy a lottery ticket and then just give it to a stranger. Wow. That's a cool idea, actually. I kind of like that idea.
That's fun. And then it'd be really interesting if you were like, oh, that one won. Or, it'd be fun. You'd be celebrating for them.
I would. I two immediate thoughts on this one. One, if somebody came up to me and handed me a lottery ticket, I wonder how I would react. Because, similar to the neighbor thing coming by, we don't have enough interaction with each other, and we don't have enough trust in each other in society anymore. So, okay, what's the catch?
Right.
What's going on?
If I win, then are you going to want my money?
Right,
like, there'd be a lot of questions, but it could be really interesting.
Yeah, and I think that after a moment of calm where you can think this through and everything and realize, oh, this is just a person doing something random.
And nice, yeah. Right. Well, if we also do these things more often, then this won't be a surprise. Like, again, right now we think of it more as like a almost fight or flight, like, what are you doing? And versus like, oh, thank you. That was really thoughtful of you.
Oh, I like that. That's very true. Smile and say hi to someone you pass by, or go to a step farther and give them a genuine compliment. I do this multiple times a week. Mm-hmm. I do this as much as I can. I don't worry about what the person is going to think of me or where they think my intentions are or anything like mm-hmm. that, because that I can't control those things.
Yeah, and that's not your problem. Like you're putting your part of it out, right? Like, hey, I like that shirt that you're wearing or something like that.
Yes. It takes 2 seconds, you know, and you just never know. When I was a little kid, there was a lady that my mom took me grocery shopping. We're waiting for my dad to come pick us up. We're standing outside. And there was a lady there and she had some really cool hair. And I told her, hey, I really like your hair. And I was like 6 or whatever. Yeah. And she lit up and mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. I didn't know until years later she was homeless.
Yeah.
And my mom and I having the discussion again and stuff, and she telling me that, and I didn't know at the time that she mm-hmm. was. That moment had a big impact on me, mm-hmm. and that I don't know how much better that made her day or anything, but I know in that moment mm-hmm. she lit up, like even to where a 6-year-old could realize it.
Right, that's so huge.
That stuff goes a long way.
It does go a long way, and I'll piggyback off of that because as I remember my oldest who last year, I remember in school, a kid was like, I like your shirt. And she came back to me that day and she was like, like this kid said that they liked my shirt. And I'm like, isn't that nice? So I was trying to say that was a compliment. Mm. If you notice something that you like of somebody's, you can do that. And so I try to do that in front of her so she understands it and it's natural and it's not just forced, because there's a difference between a forced compliment and a natural compliment.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun because now she'll recognize something. Like, she'll be like, oh, I like that. I'm like, you can tell them that you like that. And it's such a fun thing when you see the kids like that, like you when you were that 6-year-old. And I see it in her like, oh, complimenting. I feel good. It makes me mm-hmm. feel good. So therefore, how does it make them feel? And returning compliments, but naturally, not forced.
Right. And that's a great perspective to have, too, because if you're already feeling good and you didn't even receive the compliment, imagine how that person mm-hmm. must feel. And encouragement, support, costs nothing, can mean everything.
Yes.
One other quick thing, because I was saying before about the rural communities and everything. Mm-hmm. I forget when my Nana Papa moved up here, when he retired and moved to Rome. My Nana Papa's favorite thing was we would be, especially if we were going to town here to Rapids, mm-hmm. or if we were going to Chicago or something. We'd be going through from Sussex to get to, out of the area. And as you're driving through, going 10, 15 miles an hour or whatever, mm-hmm. all these people would be waving to us. Hmm. And Nana Papa didn't know a dang one of them. But they'd wave to them. And they'd wave back. And they loved that. And I forget so much of how much they enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of that where we were from.
Right.
As part of the reason they moved here. So I think your point before about the area, that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah. Okay. So I have another question off of this one. So, you know, when you're in a bigger city, like Chicago or Madison or Milwaukee mm-hmm. or something like that, and you're walking on the sidewalk, do you want to say like hi almost? Or I guess I should ask, do you do that here if you're walking like on the bike path that we have, right over here by the river, and you're walking like right past somebody, do you usually like acknowledge or like a hi or a wave or a something?
I have mastered the head nod. It's just a head nod. That's what I do. It's not as bad. Like, there's something about, this is so funny, because I've done this plenty of times where I've waved at people mm-hmm. and they don't wave back. That can hit you a little bit.
It does hit you after a little while.
But a head nod, maybe they didn't see it.
Right.
Or it's not a big deal if they don't nod back. But mostly, this is such a guy thing too. Guys, we love the head nod. Uh-huh. That's what we do. It's the head nod or it's the knucks where uh-huh. we just bump knuckles mm-hmm. and everything. It's a lot simpler. Not a lot of lyric, not a lot of words.
Yep. So then if you don't get acknowledgement, you don't feel as bad.
Yeah, it doesn't
That's
hurt
probably
as much.
Why. We're like me or someone, I'd be like, hey. Yeah.
Which is a great way to do it too. I think that's a more fun way of doing it.
Yes.
And finally on here, write a positive review for a small business you go to often. I can think of one in particular that I think people could do that with. Family After Foods. There are, we're very spoiled in this area, though, mm-hmm. because I could name 15, 20 businesses and I would leave some out. Mm-hmm. We've got so many great local businesses in this area that could use that, could deserve it. And we way too often are quick to, my food was semi-cold.
Yeah.
One of my French fries wasn't cooked completely. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to make sure to leave a comment. Mm-hmm. But if we get a great meal, we get great service, mm-hmm. what do?
Yeah, it's true. We often are quick to, I'm going to write a review because this wasn't good versus, hey, this experience was great. Let's talk about it. And I feel like sometimes it has to be like so good in order to do it versus like, this was good. It, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be so amazing, and the server doesn't have to be so amazing. But even like complimenting maybe an owner on like that staff member is doing an awesome job, because that's really I just did that with a different local business. I mentioned that to somebody. I'm like, hey, that staff member you have is on point, always so happy, doing a great job. And I think that's good as a business owner to know those things and hearing it from other people, too. So that kind of compliment is also nice, too.
It goes a long way to be able to do those things. And I have such respect for people that go above and beyond to leave comments, to do those kind of things. It means a lot. We don't get a ton here at the station, and radio stations traditionally don't. But what we get from our audience, it's our fuel. It keeps us going.
Yeah.
They're, you know, not every day is a smooth day, especially you know, in an industry that's always spinning plates. It's not just I've got comments or things listeners have done that's probably like 10 years old now, but on harder days will pop in my head and like, keep on going.
Yep,
you got to keep moving. You got to go forward. Got to keep going. It goes so much farther than I think anybody really realizes. But I think you would realize if you think about how it feels when somebody does something like that for you.
Yeah,
Tense, like, oh, this is what I'm doing for others. I used to... It's weird that you brought up the birthday stuff this morning and everything, because obviously when your birthday's close, you think about these things a little bit more. And the older you get, you do. And I used to think, well, I'm doing right by people by not asking for stuff or not wanting my birthday to stand out or any of these things. I'm doing the right thing I'm doing the classy thing by not imposing and not letting people do things for me. But I love doing things for people.
Yeah.
And I get such a jolt out of it. Something I could never even describe, no matter how many words you gave me, no matter what the language, I couldn't describe what it feels like to do things for people.
Sure.
And I didn't realize until I was older, I'm depriving that from people. Like, I'm by trying to do the right thing here, I'm actually keeping them from being able to do something nice too.
And they might feel that joy that you feel when you do it.
Yep. I'm depriving them of it. So you have to be a little more.
I totally do that too. It's a funny thing. It's like you think I'm helping, but really you're actually hindering. You're not letting that person help or feel included or make the other person happy, like it made you happy.
It's a weird kind of thing that we don't, you know, I don't think we have a chance to think of very often because life is just ever moving and everything. But when you sit back and think about it for a second, it's kind of like, well, I don't want to take that from somebody. I love that feeling. I wouldn't want to take it from someone. You got to let people do things for you sometimes.
Yes.
As weird as it sounds, because I'm sure there's plenty of people out there like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I'll let somebody do something for me right now. Yes. My dishes are dirty. You want to do them?
Yes.
You know?
It's like, right.
But it's not, it doesn't come naturally to a lot of us.
Yep.
There is plenty of other great things that you can do for others out there. And I'm sure that you're thinking of them right now. We encourage you to not only do them today, but, you know, keep them up and make it a routine.
Absolutely.
Something Katrina said throughout this conversation, I think, is really the headline here. Normalize this stuff. Make this stuff common so that if somebody does come up to you and give you a compliment or any of these things, it's not that far-fetched. It's not that, you know, out of the box.
Yeah. I think I heard Terry on Wednesday talking about how she didn't really start a New Year's resolution, but she's like writing letters to friends and cards. And I was just thinking, maybe this isn't a resolution, but try to think about if you're a person that this naturally doesn't come, it doesn't come natural to this person. Maybe think like, okay, on twice a week, I'm going to do something nice for someone, or even once a week, just like putting that intentionality and then start thinking of it. And I think that person's going to have a lot of fun thinking about all the ways that they can do random acts of kindness for so many different people.
There's just off the top of my head, there's so many things popping in and I'm thinking of. Then I think that if you open your mind up a little bit, if you open your heart up a little bit, you'll see them too. Take a quick break, come back and wrap up the hour here of Mornings at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Be sure to stick around, everybody. At the top of the hour, we'll have CBS News. After that, we'll have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to talking to Paul and finding out what Mother Nature's got in store for us this weekend. When we're done talking with Paul, we are going to kick off the 8 o'clock hour with America's Favorite Desserts.
Ooh.
And get into that.
I'm excited.
A little bit after that, of course, we'll have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then we will have our Star of the Day from our friends from Culver's. Looking forward to all of those. Still still want to get into the sibling rivalry. We're going to get into that too.
Ooh,
yeah, I got that one covered up. Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
I hope my siblings are listening.
First up, now we don't do That Ain't Right stories this early very often, but while this isn't a traditional That Ain't Right story, it is to me.
Okay.
If you've had more than one cup of coffee today, you're skating on thin ice. A new study found it could be bad for you, more than one cup. I don't like this. No, that ain't right. Researchers at the University of Toronto found that around half of us have a genetic variant that helps us metabolize caffeine quickly, which is very good. Mm. But if you're in the other half of people who don't have that gene, drinking too much coffee might be punishing your kidneys and over the long term could lead to kidney disease. A separate study they did in 2006 also found that people who don't metabolize caffeine well are at a higher risk for heart attacks, so drinking too much coffee could be putting you at risk in more than one way. There's no cheap and easy way to see if you have the gene. Even if you don't get a huge buzz from caffeine, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And being able to fall asleep after a cup of coffee at night doesn't mean anything either. So those were two outliers right there that I immediately like, wait a minute, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Some DNA tests can tell you if you have the gene, but that's pricey. It's around $200.
Yeah.
So the lead researcher says to just assume you don't metabolize caffeine well and drink no more than one cup of coffee a day. I think that that's not a bad, you know, theory or a bad idea to try to approach it that way and everything. I don't know how many people are going to listen when you don't give them anything solid necessarily.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts on this. There's a lot of gray area. And when we're already dealing with science and gray area, that's tough.
Right. And how many places will actually do that genetic test? Like, I doubt here in town would do that. And it's new. It's cutting edge. And maybe it'll be just like a simple procedure down the road, and it could be something you could check into, like, oh, hey, you're drawing my blood, check this too.
One of these days, I'm sure.
It's not something right now that could happen, but let's just look at this. Anything, too much of anything isn't a good thing.
Just literally thinking the same exact thing. Same phrase going through my head. That was creepy. That was fun. That was weird. A good weird. I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if you have that balance right away, you should be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that it's one of those things, too, where it's just kind of putting away the fear part aside. It's kind of cool to hear about the way that we are born with this gene to metabolize caffeine.
Yeah.
That's evolution, Holmes. That's
right.
Pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. That part of it is fascinating. I'd like to learn more about that.
And
certainly watch your caffeine intake. It's never a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Your kidneys will thank you.
Yeah, your kidneys will be happy. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can replace it with something else that's a little bit, you know, better for you, or more water or something, you know.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show. It's Katrina and James taking you through your day right here at WFHR.